Hello and welcome to Pump, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Wogan and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country and from triathlon to road racing. And today I'm talking to Chaos Seagrave. Chaos is one of the most stylish person on the bike and in the downhill circus, what gave him the nickname Free Racer. In this episode, we talk about how it is to compete against some of the best freeriders in the world at Fest Series and against the fastest people on a downhill bike at the World Cup Circus. Hey Chaos, thanks a lot for taking the time to record the podcast with us. Where are you right now?
I'm actually at home. I'm in Tarnay's, kind of Tarnay's area because it's the most quiet place. So yeah, trying to get away from all the noise because doing some work in the house. So
yeah.
And you? Yeah, just at home getting ready for the World Cup.
Yeah, you just told me that you're going riding after the podcast to doing the last preparation. So how does this preparation look like?
They're all good, really. Just go out riding. So we're going out with, I'm going out with Cade today. So we normally just go out and, yeah, we're just going to go riding and do some, maybe do some full runs and stuff. But mostly just have fun on the bike, really.
Okay, cool. So you're with your sister Tanny in the Downhill World Cup team FMD Racing, which which your father runs. But if you look at what you do and when you read about you or heard something about you, there's always this free racer thing in the room. So what exactly is a free racer?
So it's just, I don't really know really. I've never called myself a free racer because I don't know, I just get called it with like me and yeah, but it's just I race bikes and just go and do other events and just, I don't know, just try and have fun as much as I can on my bike really.
Mm-hmm. But you're way more into jumping and into tricks than other racers, right?
I am a bit more into that. Like we do try and go out and try and look for jumps and go out riding just for fun more than the average racer, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just like all of it really. Like I've learned to love to like go out and actually just go fast again, like go out and do timed runs. Like I actually find that enjoyable now again. Which I didn't for a bit. But so it's all like even the racing side's starting to feel more fun as well, and it's all going really well actually, just all riding my bike really.
That sounds really good. So yeah, I mean watching you, it always really looks like a lot of fun when you're on the bike because you're so talented and you have so many good skills. It's really enjoyable to watch. Oh, you
thank you very much.
And you come from a time where you really grow up watching these old downhill videos and freeride videos because you're quite young. And who was your favorite rider when you were sitting back then in front of the TV? Was it more the freeride guys from Freeride Entertainment or was it more the downhill guys from the downhill documentary?
It was full on downhill, to be honest. Like I always knew of like the slope stylers and the stuff and what they were doing, like at Crankworx Whistler and like Joyride and stuff. But I don't know, it was more because where we lived in Morzine, we lived right next to Morzine, so all we did was downhill laps. Really, there wasn't really that many jumps or stuff like that. So it was really full on downhill and all I wanted to be was like Sam Hill and Danny Hart. I was there when he won Worlds in 2011.
Okay, cool.
At Champrix, and that was amazing. So,
okay, when did it start that you got more into this freeride thing and more jumps and all that stuff?
When I started World Cups, really, when I started to do World Cups, I started to travel to a bit more places, and I don't know, I just had more f like more fun riding with different people, and then I just started having fun with like me and Cade were in the same practice, and as you guys may like, I ride with Cade a lot, and just riding with him at the races and stuff, we were just having fun, and then people started to see that, and I don't know, just started to call us free racers because we weren't just practicing to go fast, we were just trying to have fun, and we were doing like, then we started to do like other videos, and people could see that we're having fun, so they started, like, we started to do crank works and stuff like that, and then yeah, it turns out we loved it, so just carried on doing it.
Okay, that's cool, eh? And these days, when you're doing a lot of freeride stuff as well, you get to know a lot of these freerider and also these older freeriders. Do you have a favorite old freerider who influenced your style or which you really liked?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, he's. I don't know. I've always like I loved the. Was it Behind the Bars of Brandon Samnick? Yeah. I loved. Yeah, I couldn't remember the full name, but yeah, Behind the Bars, and
So
I
the
would
this video
used to.
series,
Yeah, I used to binge watch that like absolutely like. I think I've watched the first episode like 1,000 times, and. I don't know, just that setup of having all your mates in the same house and like riding whatever you want, and like I just used to love that. And obviously, he's really good on the bike, so I used to love watching him. Well, I still do.
So yeah, it looks like that you, yeah, you. So the style you have today, it's pretty similar, right? It looks super flowy. I mean, it's not just these big tricks. It's also super technical, flowy, doing a big jump and landing on your back wheel and manualing all that stuff. So
Yeah.
it looks pretty similar and it's super impressive, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And you grow up together with your family in Port-au-Soleil, as you
Yeah.
said, and this is pretty much one of the best bike areas in the world. Was it already clear for you back then that you really definitely want to become a pro racer?
Yeah, it was definitely in my mind. Like I always wanted to be like a racer because I was always at the World Cups because my mum was a chef for some of the like for a few teams because we were based there, so we went to a few of them like in Grand Prix and like the French ones. So and we had a chalet which we ran, and then all the like some of the teams would come and stay there. So I've always been around them, and then. Yeah, and wait, hold on. What was I saying? What was the question?
If
Yeah, I
you,
complete.
when did you decide to
Oh
really?
yeah, when did I decide? Yeah, I completely forgot. Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Yeah. I'd say so. Yeah, I was always around them. Like, yeah. Now I remember. I was always around them. So it was always kind of like it was kind of paving the way for me. Like I was always like, oh yeah, I want to be a racer. I don't know, I want to be a mountain biker, but because it's only open for like 2 months in the summer, the lifts. I was more of a skier when I was younger, because all my mates were skiers and like we went to like a not a ski school, but like. Well, we had like a ski class in my school where that's why I wanted to be and stuff. So it was more skiing to be fair when I was younger, but then as I got older, it turned into more into bikes and stuff.
So, how was the youth for a British kid in France? Was it difficult or yeah, how was it?
It was pretty. It wasn't too bad for me to be fair, because I moved there when I was 4, so I learned French pretty much. I didn't really start speaking until I was like that age as well, so I didn't. So I learned French pretty quick to be fair. So French was like my first language until I moved back to the UK.
Okay, crazy.
I was more French than English to be
So that
fair.
means all most of your friends are French people back then?
Yeah, I still have some friends that we still race against and stuff, but yeah, most of my friends when I was younger were French and stuff like that, but now it's just mountain bikers.
And where did you move back to Great Britain or to Wales?
Yeah, so we moved in 2016, I think. We moved back here, and now we're in Wales, and we have like it's pretty ideal setup. To be fair, we've got like dirt jumps near us. We got like a couple of different bike parks with Revs and Dovey, and yeah, just the amount of people that ride over here as well is well good. So you've always kind of got people to ride with, and yeah, I love it.
And what is the biggest difference between where you grow up and where you live now if you leave the mountains and trails out?
The difference, less snow.
And how is the mentality of the people? Is that the big difference?
Wouldn't say it's much different, to be fair, but it's just a bit easier to go out riding here, I guess, because there's more people my age that ride bikes here. I was like the only one in my school. When I went to school, all my mates w wouldn't ride a bike. There was like two others in my school that would ride a bike with me. Yeah, so there wasn't that many riders, to be fair, from Morzine. It's better now. When I go back there, I look at like my mates' little brothers and stuff. They're in school and they're all like riding, and like there's actually riders from there, which is good because it was pretty crazy how I was, yeah, from more like not from Morzine, but like I was based in Morzine, and all the people from Morzine like don't ride, so
This is really, really crazy. I mean, living in the be in one of the best bike parks in the world and not riding. So,
yeah, it's just because skiing was so big there, so they didn't really care about biking.
Okay. So in Morzine, these are these big mountain trails, downhill trails. But how would you describe the riding where you live now in Wales?
It's definitely so when you go to like Morzine and like Europe and stuff, you go there because the tracks are longer and they're a bit rougher. Like they're more obviously because like the bike parks are like lifts and stuff, so there's way more people that go there in a day. But the bike parks here are like mostly they're more techie, I think. So like they're more technical to ride, and like they're normally a bit steeper sometimes, even though the hills are way shorter and smaller. The tracks are normally, the tracks are normally a bit techier and steeper, really. It's just, yeah. And we're a lot, it's a lot better for jumps and stuff in the UK than in Morzine.
Okay, but a normal downhill World Cup course is around 3 minutes plus. And how long are the trails at your place?
It varies from where we go, really. So where we go a lot at Revs, it's like 2 minutes and 2 minutes,
So a little
and
bit
then
shorter, but not super, super
yeah, a little
short.
bit shorter, and then loads. And then we got other places where we do uplifts, and they're like 1.5 to 2 minutes. But then we've got now Dovey has a few tracks for like 4 minutes long, 4.5. So they're actually pretty good for like World Cup training because yeah, they're longer than, well, as long or longer than the World Cup, so that's good.
Okay, that's great. So actually, I mean, you would think that the French Alps is of course the best place to ride or to train downhill, but I mean, a lot more faster riders coming from Great Britain than from Morzine. Why is it that like that?
I don't know. I think it used to be the case. Like there was a lot more British people that would like be on top, but so I guess it's just because we go out riding way more. Not way more, but like you like when I moved here, it's like it was a lot hard. Like it was harder but easier to go out riding. Like you
And you can
just
go
like
all the year round.
yeah, all year round, and you just ride your bike like. And you get used to just riding when it's like raining like hell, and you're just like so wet and muddy, but you're just used to it, so you just go out. But nowadays, it's like five, 4 out of 5 are French on the podium at the World Cup, so don't know what they've done recently.
But I mean, still, they are not from the Alps, right? They are from the from the sea.
Yeah, which there's is, not.
Which is
yeah, there's not really anyone from the Alps really at the moment. Like, yeah, really.
Do you think that's because of all the snow in the winter, and they are more interested into skiing, or they're not able to ride so many months per year?
I think so. Yeah, it must. Yeah, it was pretty tough when we lived there. Like, definitely, because you like, yeah, you are skiing more, and I guess it's a lot more, it's a lot easier to go, like, so when you're at like a bike park, when you like in a big resort like that, it's easy to just get trapped into that lifestyle of just going there and just riding that park, riding the same tracks, like, and like just having fun. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a lot harder to get into like the race mindset.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess that could be I don't okay. know. It does always baffle me though.
So looking at your videos on Instagram, you're always with some other really good riders. I mean, you have Tani in your house and you have Kate around you. But how is the scene in Wales in total? Are there a lot of riders, and is the mountain biking big in Wales?
It's pretty big, actually. Like, so when I moved here, I went to like college, and there was like five riders there. Like, there was like 4 of us that were doing World Cups and stuff like that. So there's always been quite a big group of riders around here, and like mm-hmm. You can always go for a ride of like 5 to 6 people.
Okay, so that's that's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and you also take part in events like the Fest Series or other freeride events with huge jumps. How do you train for such events around your place?
I go to Revs quite a bit. Like, they've got some really good jumps there, and we've got our dirt jumps and stuff, but. I know, you just practice going in the air, really, and then they're quite hard to practice for because they're so big. So
yeah, I mean,
practicing. I can't really just go. Yeah, I can't really just go to local. Yeah, I can't really just go to a local bike park and do a 90-foot jump. So yeah, it's quite. You just practice as much. You don't. Yeah, you just ride as much as you can, really, and then you just adapt to when you get there.
Mm-hmm. So on your Instagram, you also show here and there some crashes, and many of the tricks you do, they are so hard to land that it's pretty much impossible to do it first time. So how do you manage to not hurt yourself all the time? Because it sometimes it really looks gnarly when you crash, but you're not that often injured, right?
I was last year, to be fair. I broke my scaphoid.
Mm-hmm.
Just before whip off at in Leergang.
Okay.
And so I broke that, and I rode with it because I didn't want to go get it checked out, because we had like a World Cup and Crankworx, and I was like, I can't be injured now, like, this is not gonna go well.
Yeah.
So I did the World Cup, and just powered through that, crashed, and then luckily didn't crash on it again. Mm-hmm. I crashed on the other side, and then did whip off. And I'd never ridden that little at a whip off. I normally do like 1,000 runs because I'm so excited, but I only did like 10 runs or so at this one.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I still managed to get the win, and that was lovely.
it's pretty good for an injured person, yeah.
Yeah, it was really like, but they're such fun events. Like, you just go there just for the fun, really. And then if like when you do well, it's just a bonus, really. But it's just fun to like ride with everyone and like see everyone again. And then yeah, you just have a jam and you do whips for a bit. So that's why I didn't really want to miss it. I was like, nah, I'm doing this, and then I'll go to hostel. So then I went to the hostel. It was
yeah, but I mean that was. One time, but you crash a lot more often.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
How do you manage to not get hurt? I mean, do you a lot of stretching, or how do you prepare for this impact?
So we just train as much as we can, really. So we go to the gym 3 to 4 times a week, and we ride most days. But we basically just train just to go, like, we don't train to, like, go get big or, like, stuff like that. We just go to get, like, the muscles that we're using the most stronger. So we just try and get so that we're just strong enough to take all the impacts and basically using our body as a body armor.
Okay. So you're technically extremely good and really know how to ride the bike as fast as possible. And also you're super good on big jumps and on tricks. What would be the event you build for yourself?
I think it would be a mixture between a free ride event, like the one on the Fest or Dark Fest and stuff like that on Hardline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hardline's a pretty good event, but it's a really good event. I love it, but it is quite hard. Like, it's quite hard trying to go as fast as you can and do jumps.
Yeah.
Like,
And you're not gonna be judged for tricks or something, right? At Hardline, it's just
You're not judged for tricks. There's just big jumps in the track, but it's just quite hard because you're going in like way quicker and like you have your bike set up for like downhill, but then you're hitting big jumps which are like with steep lips, so it's all like a Hardline event or a Fest event would be my ideal one.
Okay.
I think it would be like a free ride event, just because of like not having pressure, just having like watching everyone riding and having everyone there to ride. I think that would be more me.
Okay. And is Red Bull Rampage on your list of the events you really want to do? Do you think that suits to your riding?
I definitely think I would never say no to go, and I definitely do want to go, but it's just so hard to get into because, as you can see, like there's so many, like it's quite, there's only like 15 riders that can go.
Yeah.
So it's quite a like tight people that can go because they're like of pre-qualified and like, yeah, just like, so yeah, it's quite hard to get into, but if I ever do get the chance to go, I won't turn it down.
Yeah. Okay. So what are your plans for 2022?
Just World Cups again. So I've got the first World Cup coming up and just doing World Cups and then just fitting in every other event that I can. So got some Crankworxes, got Dark Fest in April, and then hopefully some Fest with the boys. So whoever invites me to somewhere and then I can ride my bike, I'll most likely try and be there.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
but the main focus is downhill racing and enjoying it.
The main focus is just trying to improve at all the World Cups and yeah, just be happy with my riding. Really, I just want to ride my bike and be happy.
And one last question. I mean, you know how the race course of this year will look like.
Yeah.
Will we see a backflip this year from you in a race run?
I don't know. I've done it in practice. I did it in practice at in snowshoe a couple years ago. I've wanted to flip in a race run, but then I don't know, the jumps are pretty shit they're pretty rubbish at a World Cup, so they're never really that good.
Yeah.
And nowadays, if you do a flip, oh my god, you'll lose too much. Like, the racing's so tight nowadays that you'll just lose too much time. So,
sure, but
I don't know. If I ever mess up a race one and then there is a jump at the end, then probably. But if I'm on a good one, then I probably won't.
Yeah. So, we just talked about it, that there should be a prize for the most entertaining rider in the World Cup. And if this has happened, my money is definitely on you. So,
thank you.
I wish you all the best for 2022 and especially for the next World Cup in a couple of days or in a couple of weeks.
In a week.
And then hopefully talk soon again, and thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks for having me on, and it was lovely to chat.
Bye bye. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. Cheers.